Hi, goaltenders. This is Pascal Vallana from Elite Goalies Canada, and welcome to the Lockbox. Today's message is on self-confidence. Now, self-confidence isn't something that you're born with. It's not something you can buy in a store, and it's certainly not something that you can gain through one session on the ice with a goalie coach. Self-confidence is earned through one thing, and that's mastery. And that is the very basic element of what Elite Goalies is built on, is mastering the basic elements of your game. Knowing that in key, critical, high-stress situations that you can still execute a glove save or a blocker save with complete rebound control and complete confidence. Now think about self-confidence and what some of the greatest goaltenders in the game today do. They trade miracle save after miracle save in each one of their own ends with complete control and poise. Think about what it does for their teammates, for their coaching staff, for the general manager, for their goaltending coach. Think about what it does to the fans. Think about what it does to you and the feeling that you get when you're sitting on the couch watching them make that save through their television. It is just an energy that you just can't describe. Now, those goaltenders really dedicate their time in the offseason and during the season working on one specific skill set and refining that until they master it so that they can move on to the next skill. So I challenge you to really do that. Really take a skill set inventory, draw a line down the middle of the page, and identify specifically what it is that you're good at. Identify all the things that you're not good at or haven't mastered through Elite Goalies yet, and then devise a plan with your goaltending coach so that you can meet those objectives throughout the season. Remember, it comes from doing the work. Okay? So when you're doing this, you got to make sure that you do one very important thing as well. You got to make sure that you believe in yourself completely. Because after all, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in yourself. You must believe that you're capable of doing anything that's out there. Anything is possible for you. I mean, after all, you're a human being just like anybody else in the National Hockey League. It really comes down to if you're really going to put in the work ethic, if you're really going to master the basic arenas in your life. Now, I've talked about these before, but your basic arenas in your life are hockey, school, physical and mental fitness, and your social or your personal self-image. Those four things are really important to work on. Okay, so what kind of aura are you putting out there? What kind of aura are you really sending to your team and even the opposition? Do they look at you and are they intimidated? Or do they look at you, you know, does your team look at you with self-confidence? Does the opposition look at you as if you intimidate them? That all starts by sitting inside your car before you even walk into the arena and deciding what kind of a game you're going to play. I mean, I fully believe as a goaltending coach, and I've coached for minor hockey through the National Hockey League goaltenders, and it's all the same. You decide to have success in advance. You decide to play well. Playing well is a decision. I think it's extremely important that when you sit in your car before you even walk into the rink, that you take 90 seconds to become the best version of you you possibly can. How do you walk into the rink? How do you treat your teammates? When you put on your gear, what do you think about? When you get on the ice for practice, what kind of practice player are you? Do you give it your all? Do you make it extremely difficult for every person to shoot on you? Or do you just go with the flow and wait for somebody to tell you what to do? These are all things. These are all attributes. These are all characters that you need to play to become the best version of you. Now, when you get off the ice, you've got to do the exact same thing. So maybe you're going from the ice to school. And if it's not regular school, it could be learning hockey, learning the technical and tactical aspects of hockey, maybe reading something about plays or reading something about the game, or even going back onto elitegoalies.com and reading an article and studying some video. Those are things that are very, very important. So what I'd like to do is I'd like you guys to really focus on that task in hand so that you're prepared for the off season. And when you do your season review of saying what worked and what didn't work, it's really important that you identify, hey, these are the things that I've gone through with my season. This is what I really found successful about my season. This is what didn't work out. This is what I'm going to do differently. And this is how I'm going to prepare so that next season I can build on my success. So, goaltenders, what I'd like you to do is really give yourself the gift of self-confidence by really doing the work. Make sure that you practice every day with an agenda, that you have a purpose every single time that you're on the ice. And remember, the aura that you put out there, the energy, the self-confidence in yourself is infectious. Make sure that you go out there with one thing in mind, and that is to make a positive impact in the game. Take care, and we'll see you next time in the audio box. Take care.